our last agenda item, which is the taxonomy consultative group. Hugh, again.
So paper 1H seeks your approval of staff proposals to reappoint the existing chair and vice chair of the IFRS taxonomy consultative group, and also to amend the ITCG's, or the consultative group's charter in respect of a couple of items. There's some background in relation to these reappointments of the chair and vice chair. So perhaps we could just turn to that question first, and at the top of page two. Does the committee agree with the recommendation to reappoint the chair and vice chair of the consultative group?
Questions? I think this is relatively straightforward. We have a chair and a vice chair who have moved this sort of new and difficult area for us along pretty along very effectively, and they are interested in reappointments, and I think it is in the best interest of the board to go ahead and do that. And so at the same time, it's been pointed out that there might come a future circumstance where we would want a member of the board to be chair or vice chair, and so the proposal is to amend the charter to permit that in the future, if that should be the decision. But it doesn't impact the current decision to reappoint the existing chair and vice chair who are not members of the board. So those are the two items on the table. I just as soon handle them together. Again, this is something we have to approve the change, and so a motion to do so. Any comments? Does anyone object, or are we good? We're good? We have a comment.
Just a minor point. We have a chair and vice chair retiring at the same time, so would it be worthwhile to have them retire at different points of time, or it doesn't matter?
I think that does make sense, and it's something that we will certainly consider in future. Yep.
I think this is just forward planning without a specific idea in mind. We're good? Okay, the committee has approved those amendments. Is there any other business in front of the meeting?
Just to note that there has been no further correspondence received, or indeed any correspondence received.
Yes, so we have nothing that the papers reflect that, and we've had nothing since the paper was sent in. So, Mary Elena?
I thought there was a second amendment.
In terms of the amendment to the charter, so the amendment certainly covers the chair and vice chair, and there's a bit of background as to why that is, to do with the board's accountability.
The terms.
There's another piece which relates to the length of terms of members, and the amended charter makes explicit that individuals may serve for a maximum of 6 years, whereas an organization may serve for longer.
The amendment to the charter is that members of the consultative group can be elected for terms of 1, 2, or 3 years. They can be staggered, but that each member would serve a maximum of a term limit of 6 years. And so I'm sorry, we also have to approve that. Comments, questions? We approve. Any dissent? So I assume we, okay. So that's also been approved, Hugh. Sorry. Thank you, Mariana.